Time now for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. If the crowds at the mall this weekend were any indication, there are a lot of shoppers still searching for that perfect holiday gift. Of course, economists would argue you could save yourself a lot of wear and tear by just giving people what they really want. Money. After all, they say, you know what you want more than anyone. Giving cash is efficient and, in the end, saves money. It's almost guaranteed to work, at least in theory. In yesterday's Washington Post, Kevin Hassett, himself an economist, argued that there's more to gift giving than efficiency and dollar amounts. Psychology, he says, may be more important than economics when it comes to unwrapping those presents under the tree. So what kind of gift do you prefer? The neatly wrapped, took the time to shop gift in a box, or do you just want cash? Tell us why or why not. The number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email is talk@npr.org. Kevin Hassett is Director of Economic Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute, and he joins us now from his office there. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Lynn.
Well, let's start where you started your commentary, with a critique of the gifts of the Magi, and you didn't think very highly of at least two of the wise men when it came to their presents.
Yeah, that's right. Caspar gave myrrh to the baby. I mean, what was he thinking? Myrrh was a resin from a tiny shrub that was used for embalming. It'd be like giving a mortuary kit to a little kid today. It just really didn't make much sense at all. And Balthazar gave perfume. That perfume is the last ditch gift for everybody who hasn't thought of anything till the day before.
Well, I'll tell you, I learned what myrrh was from your commentary. I had no idea it had something to do with embalming. But, you know, perfume's not a bad present, I have to say.
For a baby, Lynn? I mean,
well, for a baby. Okay. Maybe perhaps he was bringing it to her mother. But what about the third gift, gold? That's the one.
Yeah,
that you said
Melchior gave gold, which is what economists say you should give, because that's like giving money. And the idea is that if I had to think of a gift for you, Lynn, I don't really know you that well, and I'd probably buy you something that you wouldn't like. But if I gave you the money, then you could buy exactly what you like the most. And so historically, economists have thought, well, gift giving is kind of a puzzle, really. Why does it persist, given that the right thing to do is to give money? But there's a new line of psychological research that suggests that the gift giving that we see might make a great deal of sense, in fact. And that's what my column's about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the economists first. I want to draw that out a little bit, because I'm not quite sure. Why do they say money is the best thing to do in terms of economics?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah. Again, so the idea would be that if you have a dollar to spend, then you know exactly what you want, given that you have that dollar. And since I can't climb inside your head, then I would probably give you something that wasn't exactly what you would pick. But even if I completely nailed it, then the only thing I would do is reproduce what you would have bought if you bought exactly what you wanted. And so the baseline economist answer is just give them the money, because if you really hit it out of the park, then you'll get them what they would have bought anyway. Otherwise, you'll give them something that they like less.
But does this have some larger economic repercussions?
Oh, yeah. In fact, this is what, in geek language, we call it give them a lump sum transfer rather than an in-kind transfer. It's one reason why economists say that you should make a welfare program be all about giving people money rather than giving them specific items like, food stamps wouldn't be preferred by economists as much as like the earned income tax credit, which gives people money back. It's a core principle of economics.
No, I was about to say this is very Scrooge-like, but then I remembered he wouldn't have given money at all either. He wouldn't have given anything. But it does sort of take the joy out of Christmas to just give money, and maybe that's what you're talking about in terms of or the joy out of gift-giving in general. Maybe that's what you're talking about in terms of this psychological approach.
Right, that's right. So the interesting thing is that when you give someone a gift, then they at times get kind of irrationally sentimental about it. And there have been a number of psychological experiments. I talk about just one in the column that have shown that. But the basic idea is that act of receiving is a kind of moment where you almost imprint on the gift and can decide that it's the apple of your eye, that you really, really love it. There's one experiment at a college, Simon Fraser University, where they gave kids coffee mugs from the school bookstore and then asked them, how much money would it take for me to give you so that you'd give me the mug, so you'd get rid of the mug? And generally, people would only give up the mugs if they got a lot of money, a lot more than it cost in the store. But if you gave people money and asked them whether they wanted to buy a mug, then they wouldn't buy a mug because nobody really wanted a mug. But the fact that they had received the mug made the kids really fond of the mugs, kind of inexplicably. And that's really the opportunity of gift giving. The opportunity of gift giving is that if you give something to someone, then they might value it because all of a sudden the fact that it's a gift is something special to them.
We are talking with Kevin Hassett about his op-ed in Sunday's Washington Post about the economics and psychology of gift giving. And if you would like to join the discussion, you can give us a call at 1-800-989-8255. And we're going to take a call now from Nathan, and he is in Memphis, Indiana. And hello, Nathan. Welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would prefer cash. I mean, I'm a college student, so I don't really need anything. I've gotten everything I've wanted for a few years, and right now I've just got bills to pay. I'm all about the cash.
So you just want cash?
Yeah.
Lots of it.
As much as I can get.
I hope all your friends and relatives are listening, Nathan.
I hope they are, too. Probably not, because I'm pretty much the only one that listens to talk radio, unfortunately, but...
Wait, Nathan, don't you want to, like, open something, though? I mean, don't you like to open it? I mean, do you just want them to hand it to you, or do you want them to wrap it up? Do you want to be gift-like in some way?
The way my parents work, they always give me something, even though I don't need anything.
Uh-huh.
But there's going to be something under the tree to unwrap either way, but the bulk of it I just like just to help get me through until I get everything, until the Christmas season's over with, and I can get everything paid off.
All right, well, thanks for your call, Nathan, and... If anyone recognizes his voice, which was breaking up a bit there on his phone, but if you recognize it, give him the money. That's what he wants. And I just want to tell our audience that you are listening to Talk the Nation from NPR News. Kevin Hassett, what about gift cards? Is that better than money, or is that a good way to give money?
After I read the piece on Sunday, because, you know, they always change your piece at the last minute and you wonder if they're going to introduce an error. And so I always rush out to get the paper and read it when I have a piece in the paper. I thought of a point that I should have made in the piece this weekend, which is really, if you run through the logic of my piece, it means that gift cards are precisely the worst possible gift. Because a gift card isn't really exactly like money, although I guess maybe a Visa gift card might be. But if you give a person a gift card to, say, Best Buy or a specific restaurant, then they're kind of constrained to go to that place. But they also probably don't get any kind of sentimental attachment to the gift card. And so if you give a gift like a coffee mug, then maybe they'll be sentimentally attached to it. You have the hope of creating that sentimental bond that we've seen in the experiments. But if you give them a gift card, then you don't really get that. And you don't really get all the benefits of having money either. So the gift card gift is something that I don't think would appeal to psychologists or economists. You know, Nathan's question, just one last aside, reminded me of another experiment that was written up in the piece, where at the University of Central Florida, they asked kids to auction off their Christmas presents. And there were college kids who, presumably like Nathan, really needed the money. And the interesting thing was that people put reserve prices on their Christmas presents that were well above the cost of the presents. And so I wonder if we had Nathan back, if he was going to take something that he got that wasn't money, if we asked him to sell it and to really sell it so he had to give it up, if he'd give a price that was at or above the cost of it.
Well, we have an email here from Michelle, and this may speak to why gift cards have become more popular. And she writes, "When I am given cash, it somehow embarrasses me. I am uncomfortable for many reasons, but when I am given a gift that someone thinks that I will like or tries to please the person they think I am, I have fun. I analyze it, try to figure out what led them to buy it from me. Hooray for the gift. It says so much more about the giver than cash." Interesting, first of all, that idea that cash is embarrassing, and I think that's probably why people have turned perhaps to gift cards, because it seems a little bit less crass. But also this idea that it says more about the giver, the gift, when you actually get a gift.
And that's why one of the things that I found when I was reviewing the literature on these gifts is that something that the psychologists talk about is gift-giving anxiety. Right, so if I'm going to give you, Lynn, the gift that tells you everything you need to know about Kevin Hassett, then, you know, what if I mess it up? Right? What if I give you something that suggests that I'm really clueless? Then, you know, that's a lot of pressure on me, and Americans feel that. I think that might be one reason why gift cards are going up in popularity. About 5% of gifts this holiday season are likely to be gift cards. It could be because a lot of people are trying to dodge that responsibility.
Well, you know, one of my problems with gift giving, I'm realizing now, is that sometimes I buy something and I think, did I give this to that person last year or the year before that I thought it was such the perfect present for them that I've already given it to them?
Yeah, that's a very, very common mistake. And the other thing is that I think that as our culture becomes wealthier, it's likely the case that there are lots of people you know that you can't really think of something to give them because they already have everything that they want. And so it makes the gift-giving challenge really quite a serious one.
Now, what are you giving your wife for Christmas this year, Kevin?
Oh, gosh, she's going to listen to the show probably, so I don't know if I'm...
But is it going to be a present or is it going to be cash?
I'm definitely going to give her a present, and if you're listening, stop listening right now, spouse, Christy. And I'm going to. There are actually two main presents for her, but again, they I'll say one of them it involves thinking a lot about what she likes. She loves weather, and so I'm getting her something so she can measure weather better.
All right, good. Well, have a good holiday.
Thanks a lot, Liz.
Kevin Hassett is Director of Economic Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute, and he joined us from an office there. You can read his op-ed on our NPR.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.